what they make it out of.
Well, what they made, I mean, what did they call it? They called it.
They called it moonshine.
Moonshine.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whiskey they made, right?
Yeah.
They ever make beer of any sort or anything like that?
Well, that I wouldn't know.
Make that homebrew?
I like your homebrew being made, yes. Sir.
Yeah.
But,
were there a lot of them folks around here?
Beg your pardon?
Were there a lot of them folks around here?
No. You're in a pretty dry county right here.
Used to be wet, though.
Mm-hmm. It used to be
and
wet.
And in a good community. This is
my spot. Well, I don't mean to tell you that there's nobody up in here takes a drink. I do myself sometimes, just socially. I don't keep it. Don't pretend to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Around the house, or on the farm. Or seldom ever is any around in the country that I ever know of. It has to be brought. Oh, them that really, you know, drinks, they'll go over to Newport. That's about 40 miles from here. It's about the closest they is. That's a wet town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Jackson County. And I've been told some of them goes up in Missouri. Well, I know one guy, he got caught bringing some back. That's been about 2 or 3 years ago. No World War One veteran, he went up there to get him. He just used it more for toddy, you know. Yeah, but he's picking up some of his friends, just a bottle, you know, for one, maybe, the way I understood it. And one for another friend. In other words, he had out-of-state whiskey. And man, they caught him there and throwed the book at him.
Throwed the what?
Well, they gave him a big fine. That's
throwed the book at him?
No, I said the book.
Throwed the book at him?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the guy who ran it was called the guy who ran it, he was a, you know, the guy who ran the still and sold it, he was.
You mean what was he called?
Yeah.
Well, he was called, I guess, a moonshiner, if I'd.
Moonshiner?
Yeah, I guess that'd be what you'd call him.
What about the, do you ever hear any places where they sell that stuff?
No. For like me, you wouldn't, now. You know, we don't have that kind of connection, and you know, I don't.
Well, yeah, I know. You ever hear of some blind tiger? You know what that was?
What?
You ever hear of the blind tiger? Uh-uh. Nobody talk about the blind tiger?
No. No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
That was a place where they sell. Now, you told me you raised a garden in, what's that? That kind of starchy grain they grow down in the plains, down in the prairie around Stuttgart and all that area.
Starchy grain.
Yeah, you ever been down to Stuttgart? Or
no, never was there. I've never heard of it all my life. Listen, you're talking to a man that hasn't been out of the state, but of course Stuttgart's in Arkansas, all right. But
yes. Sir.
You know about as far away from home as I ever get is the base, well, that's 24 miles south of here.
Yes.
And my wife's people lives at Tuckerman. Maybe once every 4 years I'll visit my brother over at Jonesboro, my baby brother.
Mm-hmm.
That just about catches my getting around. No, I've never been to Stuttgart. I've always heard of it. And talking about that grain now, a corn is about as starchy a grain as I know of.
Well, they raise a lot of this here in Arkansas, or they raise it down in Louisiana and in Texas, too.